Well, let's move to health now. And as we've been reporting this morning, the axe appears to be hovering over the National Screening Unit. Health agency Te Whatu Ora revealed back in March it was looking at restructuring 1,600 back office and management jobs. It's confirmed the National Screening Unit is under review. Sue Claridge is from the Auckland Women's Health Council and joins us now. Kia ora, Sue.
Good morning.
You are not happy about this. What are your concerns?
Well, there's two major issues, quite different issues. First of all, there has been a complete lack of transparency and a complete lack of engagement with key stakeholders, let alone the broader health consumer community. The Auckland Women's Health Council, among others, including the Federation of Women's Health Councils and the Cartwright Collective, have long been regarded as key stakeholders for the National Screening Unit, particularly regarding the National Cervical Screening Program. And we only found out about this as a result of a meeting that the Federation of Women's Health Councils had with NSU back in April about an unrelated issue about deprioritising Asian women within the National Cervical Screening Program. And it was only then that it was revealed that the NSU may be disbanded. The other issue is if Te Whatu Ora go ahead with disbanding NSU, there will be a loss of clinical leadership, and there's significant implications for the safety of women and for the National Cervical Screening Program and the breast screening program.
Contentious point, though, isn't it? Because Te Whatu Ora is saying there'll be no impact on services. You're not buying that, though.
It's not a matter of they're very big on pushing this idea that there will be no change in the patient-facing services. Mm. But that's not the issue. The issue is about clinical oversight, about management. The NSU came about because of what happened in Gisborne in the late 90s and the failures of the National Cervical Screening Program because there wasn't adequate clinical and managerial oversight. And that was the whole point. And if you get rid of the National Screening Unit and then dump all the screening programs into the Immunisation and Prevention Directorate, where does all that experience go? Where does all that clinical oversight go? They will be competing with other programs such as, childhood immunisation. So who is going to monitor it? And one of the really important issues that came out of the Gisborne Cervical Screening Inquiry was that lack of monitoring. And that's why the NSU was established.
So you're saying no clinical oversight of the... I mean, surely if you've got a screening program, there would be a clinician involved at some stage in the reading and in the interpretation and in actioning what that screening shows up.
Yeah, at that level, that's what happens at that level. And that's what happened at Gisborne. You had a clinician, you had a pathologist who was doing the readings, and it all fell to pieces. You know, what happened in Gisborne led to significant harm to quite a number of women. And, you know, this happened only 10 years after the Cartwright Inquiry, looking again at significant harm to women. So what is needed is oversight, clinical oversight at a much higher level, at monitoring. And if we look at the breast screening, we've just had a report released into the quality, it was a quality improvement review of clinical quality and safety for breast screen Aotearoa. And it was pretty critical. There were a lot of things. They say that NSU are working on it, but this report, which must have, been a significant expense for Te Whatu Ora, has pulled up a number of issues, but has also talked about the work that NSU has in place to address these issues. How are those issues within breast screening going to be addressed if the NSU is disbanded?
We'll see what comes out of this. I'm sorry, Sue, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your thoughts, though. That is Sue Claridge from the Auckland Women's Health Council there, just talking about her concerns, or the industry's concern, the sector's concern, about changes to the National Screening Unit.